You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Last night, the Green Bay Area Public School District Board of Education selected seven finalists who will interview to fill the seat left vacant when Cooley resigned. The seven are Rick Crossan, Aaron Lee, Samantha Meister, Brant Pearson, Alyssa Prophet, Miranda Schnornack, and Matthew Siegert. A couple of things to note. Katie Gentry and Elliot Christensen, who both ran for the school board in the April election, applied but were not chosen as finalists. Gentry actually came in fourth in that election with more votes than Rick Crossan, a former school board member who ran but was not reelected. The board will interview the finalists and select a new member at its June 16th meeting. One person died in a crash on Highway 172 in Alloway Monday morning. The accident happened near the Webster Street exit around 9:15 yesterday. Brown County Sheriff's officials, who called the crash serious, say one person in the accident was taken to the hospital, where they later died. Authorities say neither drugs nor alcohol were factors in the accident that closed Highway 172 for just over 2 hours. The body of a man pulled from the water near Door County Maritime Museum on Thursday of last week has been identified as 23-year-old Alexander Hill of Sturgeon Bay. Sturgeon Bay police say preliminary findings from the autopsy do not indicate foul play. They have video footage showing Hill entering the water at about 11:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Anyone who may have information on the case is asked to call the Sturgeon Bay Police Department. Despite a breakdown in budget negotiations with Governor Tony Evers, Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee remain optimistic. Speaking to the media last week, Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green said the committee has put three budgets on Evers' desk in the past three budget cycles, and he signed them. Markline noted, quote, "A lot of the priorities that the governor's office and the Republicans have are very similar." JFC co-chair Representative Mark Bourne of Berlin said Republicans broke off negotiations because the Democratic governor demanded spending increases that outpaced tax cuts they wanted. An Evers spokesperson said that is not accurate. No school, no school lunches, but that doesn't mean kids will go hungry. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is making sure families that rely on free school food programs won't miss out over summer break. Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program online at dpi.wi.gov.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing an expansion of early voting in the state. The proposal would require every municipality to offer at least 20 hours of in-person absentee voting for residents. The state would also reimburse those municipalities for additional costs. Critics of the proposal say that while increased access would benefit voters, adding the same regulations for rural communities and urban communities would not be the most efficient way to do so, as rural communities don't have enough residents to fill the 20-hour requirement. You should still get an updated COVID-19 vaccination despite the guidance changes from the CDC. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. State health officials say the updated vaccine can help protect against severe cases of COVID-19, especially in pregnant women, infants, and elderly residents. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the updated vaccine was thoroughly reviewed for safety and effectiveness and encourages residents to consult their health care providers on getting the updated vaccine. If you want public government documents, there's now a free online database that you can access. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski said in a press release, the goal of the database is to give residents all the information they need to stay up to date and hold the government accountable. The public documents include things like executive orders, pardons, and a variety of other official public records. Residents will also be able to order certified copies of the documents for a fee directly from that website. 37 schools and after-school programs in 25 school districts across Wisconsin, including the Wautoma Area School District, are receiving support to implement a social-emotional learning life tools program. The support comes from the Marshfield Clinic Center for Community Health Advancement. Melissa Kay has more.
The support comes from the Marshfield Clinic's Center for Community Health Advancement. Children and youth today are growing up in an ever-changing world. They have to navigate a society that is complex and academically competitive. Evidence shows that expanding social and emotional skills and competencies are as important for students as an emphasis on academics in order for them to succeed in school and in life. The SEL Life Tools program focuses on developing social-emotional tools that youth can use to thrive in their day-to-day lives, such as essential tools of resilience and empathy.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game two of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a two-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the fifth.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their seven-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their three-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerina, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with this year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. Hollywood oddball Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct from nine women. According to Airmail, the Oscar-winning actor has a history of texting underage girls, even calling them in the middle of the night and making inappropriate sexual remarks. According to Yahoo Entertainment, one alleged victim, a Los Angeles DJ, claims she was assaulted backstage by Leto, even though she was only 17 at the time. Representatives for the My So-Called Life actor deny all claims. Netflix has released the trailer for Tyler Perry's latest Madea installment, Madea Destination Wedding. Please don't turn off the radio. Say what you want about Perry and this franchise, which is now 20 years old, but it is impressive that not one of the films has ever been rated fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and they keep getting greenlit. The franchise started in 2005 with Diary of a Mad Black Woman. For what it's worth, Perry has been part of good films and projects. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.